This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Well, hello there. It's Gary Wilson here and Chelsea Little over there, and it's another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
I found the ultimate hair hack to avoid bad haircut regrets. It was a brand new week of Cracker Snack.
Yes, it's Ken's favourite snack-related game. Can you tell what Chelsea's eating simply by the sounds alone?
Honey, the Kentish Eagle could be the key to winning a football sweepstake. We have insider gossip from the Bridgerton premiere.
I still don't know how you managed to weasel your way in there. That is really lack security. That's all I can put it down to. Anyway, you did find out some stuff that the rest of us just would never have known otherwise.
Speaking of secret stuff, Taylor Swift has been feasting on what?
Find out the answer to that question and much more besides in this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's entitled
Taylor's Feast, Footy Fever and Bridgerton Behind the Scenes.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
The football starts tomorrow. Everyone's very excited. Flags and bunting, I'm sure, will be adorned across much of Kent as England smash their way into the final during the Euros 2024. They have already put their foot down.
Put it firmly down.
In the hotel where they're staying. Now, it's quite a swanky resort. They've taken it over, the England team, and all their, you know, people who run out with a towel and a bottle of water for them, like a baby. They run out there. It's got a little nozzle on it. Yeah. Cups. Sorry, no.
No time for cups.
I need something with a nozzle. They run out there. They're filling up this hotel, the Weimarer Land Spa and Golf Resort over in Germany.
Ooh, that does sound fancy.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a spa, steam room, plunge pool, of which the England team have use, of course. Usually, though, the rules are you have to be naked to use the spa and the steam room and the plunge pool.
You got to be naked?
You got to be naked. It's the hotel rules.
Oh, no.
But the England team have said, we can be naked.
We can be naked.
We're famous footballers.
We don't operate like this.
We do not. We need our trunks. And the hotel have said, okay, you may have your trunks. So just in case we've got any paparazzi listening in Kent right now who are heading over there hoping for a couple of candid shots, then it's not going to happen, I'm afraid. It's trunks at all times,
I think. Trunk allowed zone.
It's a trunk allowed zone, as they call it, I believe. So, yeah, just letting you know, if you want to see England stars tackle, it's just on the pitch. That's the only place.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's a commitment to make a big change to your hair, whether that be that you dye it a different colour, you chop it all off. And dyeing a different colour you can cope with because it'll fade eventually. You can make it work. But getting a fringe put in, that's a commitment. I know because I got one and then I was stuck blow drying it for 8 months of my life until it grew out. Introducing clip-on fringes.
Oh, this is what we need.
They're all the trend amongst celebs at the moment. Maya Jama's wearing them, Olivia Atwood, Rochelle Hughes.
Yeah.
They've all just got clip-on fringes. I did keep wondering how they're changing their hair so quickly. Yeah. I was like, how are they growing that out so quick?
It's incredible.
I've still got sideburns from my last fringe.
Really?
Which is another option. That could be a side hustle for the blokes.
Mm.
Clip-on sideburns. Would you want a clip-on sideburn?
Nah, I'm all right, thanks. Mind you, I've got that, you know, the Bridgerton look. You could go with the old mutton chops.
Or go with Gen Z. They like mullets at the moment. Maybe okay. We can get clip-on mullets.
Clip-on mullet. Yeah, absolutely. Well, these are all great. I think we really know when the clip-on fringes have really, really hit.
Yeah.
When we see the Mitchell brothers of EastEnders with that's really crossed over.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker Snack.
Cracker Snack! Chelsea, go for it.
I love this so much. Right, listen carefully for this one. Here's the crack. Oh, that was really silent that time.
Well, it's quiet.
Here's the snack, though.
Not so silent. I think we can all agree on that. But what is it playing this morning? It's Leslie in Gillingham. Without any further ado, Leslie, what do you think the cracker snack is?
I think it's a Ritz biscuit.
And what led you to that decision, Leslie?
Because I really like them and I know the sound.
Really like. How do you have your Ritz biscuits?
Oh, plain, straight out the packet.
Straight out of the packet.
That is the best way.
No cheese or anything with them, no other accoutrement.
No, you don't want to spoil the flavour or the crap.
Yeah, okay. You sound like a lady.
Yeah, you just got to gobble them as they are.
Chelsea's own heart.
Me and Leslie would happily snack together.
You are snacking twins.
Absolutely.
We are.
Yeah, this is beautiful, Leslie. Right, Leslie, let's find out from the lady herself, Chelsea.
Leslie, I do love a Ritz cracker. They're so delicious. But you're incorrect.
Oh, no, Leslie. Oh.
Well, I really wanted you to be right.
I'll tell you what, Leslie. The good news is a lot of people across the county would have been going, that's a Ritz cracker. I'm sure of it. They can cross that off their list and it'll help them towards the right answer. Leslie, have a wonderful day at work. What is it you do?
I'm actually a student, so I'm going into hospital for my placement.
Okay, well, have a wonderful day. How long are you studying? And then when do you start working?
I qualify in 2026, so I'm only just in my first year.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
You got this.
We know you've got this. Have a great day today and have a snack-filled fun time till we play again. Next week, there she goes.
Thanks.
Leslie.
Come on
now. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Any big Netflix or TV series fans are going to love this because I managed to get myself into the Bridgerton premiere last night.
How did you get into that?
I'm magic. I just flutter my big blue eyes and I weasel my way in. No, I went in disguise, so they didn't know who
I
was.
Okay, didn't know you were.
Disguised myself as one of the Ton, you see.
Oh, you disguised as the Ton.
I did, because I had to get the latest copy of Whistledown. I wanted us to have the gossip from Lady Whistledown herself.
Yeah, yeah.
From the premiere before anyone else could get it, because our listeners need to be ahead of the gossip. They need to know.
Okay, so this is what went down last night at the premiere. You were there. Can you just give us a bit of a flavour, first of all. I mean, All the stars of the show were there?
All of them.
And it was like a red carpety thing?
There was a full-blown red carpet. They built essentially a Bridgerton lane in the middle of Leicester Square.
Wow.
There was a giant hot air balloon.
Wow.
There was many, many, many cameras, many, many, many press trying to get pictures of the Ton.
Yeah.
Lots of feathers.
Anyone go, Chelsea, one for us over here, Chelsea.
No, it's in disguise.
It's I forgot. Yeah,
it's low key.
We're going as
I didn't want to steal the spotlight, do you know what I mean?
No, of course.
It's not my place.
No, it's not your thing. It's not what you're all about. Yeah, yeah.
It's not about me. We want to know the latest gossip from Whistledown, and I've got it here.
Yeah,
look.
Right, okay, yeah.
Right, okay. Dearest gentle reader, in the heart of Leicester Square, the Bridgerton premiere was hijacked by Kent's very own Chelsea Little, and what a night full of frivolous gossip it was. The modiste had entrapped the Bridgerton girls, as none of them could lift their arms above their heads. There was an attempt to ruin Penelope Featherington's reputation by Colin Bridgerton himself, nearly tearing the veil clean off her head with a sly step of a foot. A peasant fainted at the overwhelm of the presence of Lord Debling and took down a whole fence with her, and the Queen looked greatly displeased at the small size of custom popcorn. Carbohydrates, apparently, are the key to royal happiness. It's a saucy season for the Ton. Who will maintain decorum and who will fall into disgrace?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And a Great Dane from America has broken the record for being the world's tallest dog. Kevin's height is 3 feet and 2 inches.
By the way, I've done some research on Kevin.
Oh, yes.
And he is called Kevin after Home Alone. Because,
Kevin McAllister,
Kevin is always getting shouted at in Home Alone by his mum. They were always shouting at him, like, Kevin! And then they were like, let's just call him Kevin. Let's just call him that. So he's Kevin. He's Big Great Dane. He's a big dog. Do you know, here's a Great Dane fact I've learned from finding out about Kevin as well. Do you know what they were bred for?
No.
Hunting boar.
Boar?
Boar.
Wow.
I know.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Chelsea went to the Bridgerton premiere. Yeah. No, I don't know how either. No. Yes, that's right. I would have thought security wouldn't have been that lax at such an important event.
Look, when you have a feather fan, you can hide
behind
and
it.
You can sneak your way in.
Well, you got in. Remind us, just in normal English, of some of the things you spotted while you were there.
There was two of the cast members almost ruined each other because the guy who plays Colin, Luke, trod on Nicola, who plays Penelope's, veil that she had in her hair and almost pulled her head off clean with it. One of the fences fell down because a fan fainted when she saw Lord Debling and how beautiful he was.
Wow, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Old Lord Dibbling?
Debbling.
Yep.
We call him Debbers.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too. Hey, but other people heard you doing your gossip column there, and they'd like you to talk about their gossip in the style of Dame Eiderdown.
Lady Whistledown.
Yep.
We'll get you there eventually. It's great.
So have you got the gossip there ready to gossip?
I've got the gossip.
Okay, in the style of Mrs. Trouserdown.
Dearest gentle readers, Donna in Maidstone was shocked to hear that Master Jack Sales will be turning 18 today. He's looking forward to the ball on Saturday to celebrate his independence.
Oh, well, I hope your balls are magnificent.
Ricky in Rochester announced a seagull is a cross between a duck and a pigeon. They are now referred to in the Rethwall household as pucks.
Silly sausage.
Paula in Paddock Wood is no longer drinking tea. She is drinking coffee.
She's made the switch.
And Lauren in Ramsgate saw someone with an indoor vacuum cleaner cleaning their garden path.
Cleanest gravel in Kent. Thank you, Dame.
Lady Whistledown.
That's right.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Instead of a law firm, I've seen a poster advertising a poor firm. This has been spotted on a dog walk, a poster on a lamppost that someone's put up there.
Yeah.
For a company called Hound, Wolf and Chase, attorneys at Poor. There's a picture of one of their leading attorneys, Fido Bona Esquire, who is a golden retriever in a suit and tie, wearing glasses. It says, our attorneys have 7 times the experience chasing down treats owed. Poor us today to schedule a consultation. And here's what they're fighting against. It says, did your human break a treat in half and try to pass it off as a whole treat? You may be entitled to compensation. It's a poor firm doing it for their dogs. About right as well. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, think of all those half treats they've been conned out of.
Think of it. Think of it. It's worse than the diesel car thing that everyone keeps hearing about.
This is my favourite thing ever.
If you're going on a dog walk this morning, you've already given your dog half a treat, passing it off as a full treat. Shame on you.
Shame. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
The internet can be such a hilarious place. Never did I think I would find so many lols on Vinted.
Vinted?
Vinted, right?
Okay, it's not the place I go for the lols necessarily.
It's where you go for trainers or clothes or secondhand vintage.
Yeah.
And I was on there putting loads of stuff on because I'm trying to get rid of loads of my things and make a bit of money for the summer.
Yeah, nice.
And as I was scrolling through, there was a couple of things I wanted to order as well, and I stumbled across this woman's profile called Gillian.
Okay, Gillian, hello.
And she's got a really clever hack to help her sell clothes so that she can sell more.
Right.
Now, when I sell them, I just take pictures of it like flat or I hang it up and then it looks all nice and pretty. Gillian takes her pictures with the clothes on a cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito.
Oh, that is clever. That's eye-catching, isn't it?
Everything from like a red hat.
Yeah.
To a leopard print dress, which I have to say does pull off very well.
Yeah, I bet.
He also looks very good in a denim miniskirt, I have to say.
Does he? Why did that go down to his ankles, little Danny DeVito, wouldn't it? Yeah, excellent.
It doesn't give full scale. You have to put size for it.
Okay, look, if you've got one of those comedy cutouts, people have those because they get them for gifts and stuff, and it's like just, you're thinking, oh, I need to put that in the recycling.
I had a David Tennant one for years. I'm gutted I didn't keep it now.
Imagine the frocks he could have sold. Doctor Who?
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Chat to Jenny in Sittingbourne. Her dad joke is so good. It's what do you call a chicken in a shell suit?
What do you call a chicken in a shell suit?
An egg.
I can't believe you're laughing at that. I wish my kids thought that jokes like that were that funny. I'd be absolute king of my household instead of where
I
actually am.
It's so bad, it's so good.
More of those, please.
This one from Andrew in Rochester.
Oh, no, not another one.
Two parrots on a perch. One says, can you smell fish?
Don't laugh, it encourages them. You know this from your own dad, it encourages them.
I can't help it.
I only just got that took me a while.
And welcome to this morning. Here's Lucy Hickmar, everyone.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea. The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Phil from Ballstall. My dad joke is, What's the difference between a hippo and Zippo? Not a lot, just one's a little lighter.
My name's Christine Wright, I'm from Rochester, and this is my dad joke. What's brown and sticky? A stick!
Good morning, Gary and Chelsea. It's Jamie in Ashford here. What did the cheese say when it saw itself in the mirror? Halloumi!
Hi, I'm Ian from Snodland. And my dad joke is, why did the crab cross the road? It didn't. It used the sidewalk.
Hi, this is Vicky from Snodland. My dad joke is, two monkeys are in a bath. One turns to the other and says, "Oh, ah, ah, ah," and the other says, "Well, put some cold in then."
Good morning, Gary and Chelsea. I'm Tanya from Husum Werburg, and here is my dad joke. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl wee? Because the P is silent.
Anything? No?
It took me a while to get it.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
On the radio yesterday, I said England will win. I'm not being funny, but you can go back and check the tapes if you don't believe me. I said England will win. I was confident. Not because of my own psychic powers, but because of honey. Honey in Ainsford. Honey. The eagle.
The eagle?
Yep. Honey, the African tawny eagle, if we're going to be precise about things.
Exotic.
Yep. She lives at the Eagle Heights Wildlife Foundation in Ainsford. And they said, honey, choose one of these. Who's going to win the game? She had to fly towards a flag. England or Serbia, she flew towards England. So it was a foregone conclusion because she's...
Because honey predicted it.
She's very, very psychic. She knows, like, if it's going to rain, she doesn't come out. They're like, wonder why she won't come out. And then it starts raining. They go, ah.
Honey knew.
She knows. She knows stuff like that. Eagles. Why are we not doing more with eagles? It's eagles should be giving us much more information from eagles. Everybody, this is a big shout, but mainly shout to Honey, who predicted... the big win. We'll see what Honey's saying about Thursday night's game as well. I'm sure Honey will know first.
Honey will know. She'll be the first to let us all know.
Of course she will. Of course she will. We've got a hotline to Honey. We've got the Honey hotline.
The Honey hotline. The Honey will be the first to know.
He's ready to ring.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Shout out to all the Swifties who will be beside themselves with excitement because she arrives at Wembley this Friday night. Hello if you're going. She's already enjoyed, or she will be enjoying, some Kentish Delight while she's here, Taylor Swift. Because Kentish Delight is the name of a kebab shop that she's ordered 45 large chicken doner kebabs from for her team when she gets there. And Insider says, it's a big order, but the kebab house can handle it. Taylor adds garlic sauce to hers, as well as heaps of salad. And if that is a true quote from a real person, I will eat a kebab also. amazing that the Insiders would give you that. She spent £450 on the grub. She's been there before with her ex, Joe Alwyn.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
My snacking habits have taken a dark turn.
Oh, no.
A dark, dark turn.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to be healthier for summer. That being said, I did have a Baskin-Robbins at the cinema yesterday. That's ice cream. But, it's besides the point, I don't know what came over me, but I've become one of those people...
What I like is you're talking about snacking and then you just gloss over the fact you had a bowl of ice cream.
It's dessert. It's a separate category.
Right, sorry.
But I don't know what's come over me because I've become one of those people that eats boiled eggs as a snack. You know those, you get them in the shop and you see them and they're in a little pot.
No.
There's normally a sad bit of spinach at the bottom.
No.
There's like two little eggs in there.
Boil your own eggs. What's wrong with your bougie queen?
But it's, I you know, I do that as well. But I'm talking about those sad when you're on the go and you want a healthy snack.
When you're on the go and only an egg will do. Eggs in plastic. They're all good retailers.
I can't believe I've got to this point in my life where I've become the person that eats the snacks that other snacks laugh at.
Are you not eating them in public? It sounds to me like you're eating these in public.
Yeah, I'm eating them out.
No young lady should be eating an egg in public. I'm sorry, but no, I'm ringing. Shame! Shame! Shame!
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Fluffy news here from our friends at the Wildwood Trust, which is just between Canterbury and Herne Bay. They have had a wonderful, wonderful arrival. Four wildcat kittens have arrived. Aww. They're one of Britain's rarest mammals. They're even rarer than the Bengal tiger and the giant panda. That's rare they are. And there's still a few that roam wild in the Scottish Highlands. Otherwise, there's not many of them. But there are more now because Tala and Blair, Mummy and Daddy, Wildcat, have had four little kittens, now 9 weeks old. Isn't that lovely? So well done there, everyone at the Wildwood Trust team. Kent Online, if you fancy some cuteness in your life this morning, you can go.
You definitely need that.
Check
for
out
theirs.
They are adorable.
They
absolutely
just
adorable.
So cuddly.
They are as yet unnamed.
Trying
to think of at least two of the names I could give those. Just have to have a think. Have a think. But we're talking about human babies now. And a couple in Glasgow, they've had a baby and they wanted to call it after one of their footballing relatives who was quite a famous footballer, played for Celtic back in the day, Patsy. It was a male Patsy, but they've had a baby, called her Patsy. Lovely. Year goes on, baby Patsy there. Year goes on. They see in the papers a survey of baby names saying someone, you won't believe this, but someone, we're looking at the official records here, has called their kid Pasty. There's only one Pasty as far as we know. And these people have gone, oh, fancy that.
Silly.
Fancy that. It couldn't be us, could it? It couldn't be us. Go and check the birth certificate.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Did they write it down wrong?
We've got a baby Pasty!
No!
Their kid's been called Pasty for a year.
And they didn't know!
They didn't know!
How
little
did that happen?
Pasty!
Oh, their next baby's going to be called Pork Pie.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And I need some help because my life has been turned upside down.
Oh, well, like Fresh Prince.
Yeah, literally. And this is a story about how I didn't used to like mullets, and now I do like mullets. I'm converted, and it's Benson Boone's fault.
Oh, okay. So you weren't a fan of the mullet classic hairdo, party out front. Oh, no, business up front.
Business up front, party out the back.
Yeah,
and then I saw Benson Boone live in action with a mullet doing his thing. And I didn't even breathe before I decided I like them.
Was it the first time you'd seen a mullet in the wild?
It was the first time I'd seen a mullet in the wild. And I tell you what, when you're up close and personal...
Yeah, with a mullet.
Yeah, that's when suddenly they really win you over.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But am I just being a bit delusional here? Have I gone mullet blind? I feel like Kent needs to help me decide.
The old mullet madness kicking in.
Are mullets an acceptable hairstyle? Yes or no? Kent, you decide.
This is an outrageous question to ask, but if anyone can do it, our loyal audience can.
Claire in Canterbury said, yep, team mullet, city up front, out back.
Out back.
I like that one.
I do.
Tom in Maidstone, he said, personally, I say no. However, if mullets are going to come back, then the crimped hair for women must come back too. Oh, I used to have a crimper. I used to love crimping my hair.
Match set. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Zara and Raynham, her daughter's growing a mullet. She said, poor girl. She said, I can't wait for it to grow out so we can chop it.
Oh, no. It's just going to look good. Your daughter's going to rock it.
Liam in Ramsgate said, why not? There's worse hairstyles going around Kent at the moment.
Well,
savage Liam.
That is true. He's not naming any names, though, then that's the way it should absolutely be.
Elaine in Canterbury, she said her 11-year-old wants to grow a mullet. He's really excited about it.
Well, let's not squash that excitement. Go for it.
Now, these final two have come in and it was swaying both ways. I didn't know which way it was going to go.
Like a palm tree.
Oh, some people were like adamant it was no, really firm. People were leaning towards, Sarah in Canterbury said the kids are setting the trends with mullets. She said, I'm a teacher and there's loads of the kids at my school with mullets. It's the hairstyle that is coming back. We need to embrace it. And Caroline, I think she's put the nail in the coffin here with what it has to be.
Nail in the coffin.
She said yes, just for fun. I think that's what mullets are. I think mullets are bringing fun into 2024. So Kent has decided the majority have spoken.
Oh, gosh.
And mullets,
here we go,
are officially an acceptable hairstyle.
Oh, you can embrace Benson Boone and all his mullety goodness. That must be a real relief.
I feel like I can breathe, but a massive weight has been lifted, you know?
Thank you, people of Kent. Thank you.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thank Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.